Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Good morning, boy.
Oh, good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Dad.
I'm just leaving for the office. I'll see you later.
Wait a minute, Dad. We gotta talk to you.
We got a surprise for you. Kimberly's in the bathroom.
That's no surprise. She's been using the bathroom for years.
No, I mean she's in on the surprise.
Kimberly, Dad's here.
Oh, good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Dad? This is from all of us for you for Valentine's Day.
Oh, hey. What a nice thing for you to do.
Read the poem on the card inside, Dad. The three of us made it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To a terrific dad and a very good friend, our love for you will never end. You're handsome and your smile is winning. And we don't care if your hair is thinning. There is no one who is finer. So will you be our Valentine? Oh, I love all of you. That's beautiful. I am the luckiest dad in the world to have three such wonderful kids.
I remember a time when I wasn't so wonderful, Dad. When the YMCA had that father and son contest, and I played that dirty trick on you.
Hey, how's it going, Jane?
This is my dad.
Willis. I thought the Incredible Hulk was green.
What I gotta do? Did you see the size of his father?
Did I see him? This whole room was one big T-shirt.
What I gotta do, Arnold?
I just gotta beat that James.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't Larry just say he didn't have a son?
So?
So he's got one now.
Okay, Willis, that's it.
I thought I heard voices in here. You two guys okay?
Well, one of us isn't. He's done something that he's ashamed of.
And it ain't the occupant of the top bunk.
Well, tell me, what is it, Willis?
Dad, I lied to you. The father and son contest wasn't canceled. I got somebody else to be my partner because I thought I'd have a better chance of winning. Man, I almost made a big mistake, didn't I? I was really dumb.
Well, I don't like to insult you, Willis, but when you're right, you're right.
Hey, gang, I think I better get going.
Hey, well, wait, Daddy, the Valentine card's not all. We're also taking you out tonight.
Yeah, and paying for it ourselves.
To a place you're just dying to go.
Where's that?
The circus.
Oh, swell. I was afraid it was going to be something I wouldn't want to do, like going out to dinner and a good play. Yes, terrific, guys. See you after school.
Bye-bye, okay, Dad.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
I know just what I'm going to wear to the circus.
Forget it. They got enough clowns already.
No, I'm talking about my Superman outfit. Then I can fly like those acrobats. Hey, it's not here.
Hey, maybe it's down in the storage room. Remember we packed away those Halloween costumes and a bunch of other stuff?
Hey, yeah.
Hold this, Arnold.
No.
Here you go. There. Here's the bin right here.
All right.
Willis, help me look.
Oh, okay. Hey, look what I found, Arnold. Your doll Herma that you used to sleep with.
Me sleep with a doll? Willis, you must have me mixed up with some immature little kid.
Don't try to con me, little brother. Remember, I'm the one that found out you slept with a doll.
Well, I didn't sleep with that doll. You gave away my real one. Dad had that one made up to try to fool me so I'd sleep again.
How'd you know this wasn't Homer?
Willis, when a guy sleeps with a doll for 8 years, he gets to know.
I've learned to lock doors.
Ah, here it is, Willis.
All right, Arnold. Come on, we don't want to be late for school.
Oh, we won't be. Get on my back and I'll fly us there. Whoosh. Whoosh, whoosh.
Come on, Arnold, let's get going. Come on, we don't want to be late. Hey, the door's stuck.
Step aside, ordinary human. This is a job for Soup Bottle. Watch this.
Super Arnold better stop or he'll bust a super gut. I got news for you, Arnold. We're locked in here.
What you talking about, Willis?
Man, this is awful. We'll miss school.
Oh, well, I'll get over that. What about the circus? Hey! Hey, you turkeys! We're locked in here!
Arnold, easy.
Oh, man. We'll never get out. I'm scared, Willis.
There's no reason to be. We'll be fine. He'll come get us soon. It's kind of like when you had your appendix out and you were scared, but everything worked out okay. And you even met that foxy little Alice, remember?
What's the matter with you, Arnold?
Oh, I have this dumb pain in my side.
I've got one in my throat. They're probably going to take my tonsils out. What are they going to take out of you?
Nothing. I'm leaving this doctor's office with all my original equipment.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of, Arnold.
I'm not. You mean to tell me you're not scared of a doctor sticking a knife this big in your mouth and ripping your throat out and throwing it away?
Oh, Arnold, doctors aren't like that.
Sure they are. Don't you go to the movies? Didn't you see that one about that crazy doctor? He gets you on the operating table, and while you scream, he cuts you up and sells parts of you all over town.
Oh, Arnold, doctors don't do that. Well, they're very nice.
Then how come they wear masks? That's so you won't know which ones are crazy.
Space station, calling Rocket Ship Arnold. This is Space Station calling Rocket Ship Arnold. Where are you?
This is Rocket Ship Arnold. I'm about to land on the moon.
I'm lowering my flaps. And I've just landed on the moon.
Go ahead, Rocket Ship Arnold. Say something famous to the whole wide world.
Okay. One small step for Arnold is the best I can do for mankind. Did everybody hear that?
Yes, including your nurse. Would the moon people please knock it off, or you're going to be invaded by the enema people?
This is the moon people quitting while they're ahead.
You're not going to be in this room with Alice. She's moving to another room.
No, I'm not.
Of course you're not.
Yes, she is. And that's the truth.
But why am I moving?
Alice, Arnold and me have always said like it is, right?
Right. Go ahead and say it.
Alice, your father's moving you out because... because Arnold was black.
You feel so safe here. Don't we, Penelope?
Penelope? She's here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, long time no see, Penelope.
She came to see the palace.
Palace?
Uh-huh. If you can be on the moon, I can be in a palace.
That's fair enough. That makes sense. Okay, here we are. We're in Alice's palace. How do you like that, Penelope?
She just left.
She's hard to keep track of.
She left because she's afraid of the wicked king who lives in the palace.
He's a bad dude, huh?
Oh, terrible. He doesn't live with his queen, and he has a golden-haired daughter who's very sad.
What's her problem?
Her father won't let her play with her best friend because he's different.
How's he different?
He's green.
Well, that's what I call different.
The wicked king banishes him into the cave. So go to the cave, Arnold, because you're the green boy.
I am? Okay. It seems okay. Wait a minute. Any dragons in this cave?
It doesn't matter.
It does to the green boy.
No, it doesn't. Because look. The wicked king has fallen off from his horse and has landed on his head.
Ugh, what a mess. He'll probably need an operation.
You're the only one who can save him.
Okay, I'll operate. Will the purple nurse and the plaid nurse and the red nurse please put this guy on the table? And just in case he needs the last rites, send in the blue nun.
I'll be your assistant, Arnold.
Looks like he needs a brain transplant. Hand me the carbonite. Okay, here we go. Out with the old. Slip me a brain out of that jar.
Here, this brain will make him kind and loving.
He can use it. Zip him up.
Look! The king is smiling. Oh, and did you hear what he said?
I didn't see him smile.
He said he will marry his queen and everyone in the kingdom can be friends, no matter what color they are.
You were okay then and you're gonna be okay this time, Arnold.
No, I'll never see Alice again because they're never gonna find us, Willis. We're gonna die down here.
Of course they'll find us, Arnold. There's nothing to be afraid of. Trust me. We're going to get out. So calm down.
All right, Willis. I'm calm.
Okay.
Help! Help! Anybody find us? Don't just die down here. Somebody find us. Help!
Arnold, easy. We'll be okay. You're not gonna die, Arnold. Believe me, your number's not up.
But I'm with you. What if your number is? Willis, it's almost 5 o'clock. We've been down here for 8 hours.
Well, I'm sure Dad's been looking for us, and he'll be here soon.
When? I'm starving. My stomach's so empty that when it growls, I get an echo.
Are the boys upstairs getting dressed to go to the circus?
No, they're not home from school yet.
Not yet? It's not like Arnold to be late for a circus. Hello? Oh, hello, Lewis. No, Arnold's not here. No, he's not sick. Why? What do you mean he didn't go to school? All right, I'll tell him he called, Lewis.
Arnold didn't go to school today?
And if Willis isn't home yet, it means he probably didn't go to school either. They must be together.
But where? What could have happened to them?
You speak to the doorman. Maybe he's seen them. I'm going to call the hospitals and the police.
Okay. Hey, anybody, we're in here! Hey! That's no use, Willis. We're going to die down here.
My whole life in a Big Mac just passed in front of my eyes.
Arnold, pull yourself together. So you haven't eaten for a while.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Arnold, what are you doing?
If Charlie Chaplin can eat a shoe, so can I. I can't do it. I love junk food, but I gotta pass on sneakers.
Look, Arnold, I know you're hungry and scared, but I'm your big brother. Haven't I always taken care of you?
Yeah, but this time it's different.
No, it's not, Arnold. We'll get out of this.
Even if we don't, Willis, at least we're together. And besides, I've led a full life. I even met the champ.
You sure did. But I had to trick him into coming over by telling him that you were very sick. Come in, champ.
He's awfully weak, champ.
Oh.
Hi there, Arnold.
Who's that?
It's me, the champ.
Joe Louis?
This kid's delirious. No, it's me, Muhammad Ali.
You'll have to speak louder. I can't hear you over those golden hearts.
Golden hearts? Oh, this kid's in trouble. Did you all find out what he's got?
It's a rare tropical disease.
When was in the tropics?
He wasn't. That's what makes it so rare.
Say what?
Champ?
Yeah?
Could I ask a favor while I still got breath in my little lungs?
Yeah, what is it?
Could you autograph a picture for me?
Be glad to.
Here's a pen.
Boy, you got quicker hands than me. Well, I've got my pitch all ready for you. Now, what do you want me to say?
To my best friend, Arnold.
To my best friend, Arnold.
Who I've always liked to have dinner with.
Who I always liked to have dinner with.
And who I'm teaching to whoop guys like the good so they won't pick on him.
Wait a second.
Because Arnold will give him a left and a right and an up and a shotgun nose and an uppercut and a wham, wham, slam, wham.
Oh, the little guys will be sick and dying. You sure have a lot of energy.
Oh, well, it comes and goes. Just went. Hey, I owe meeting the champ to you, Willis. You've been the greatest brother a guy ever had.
You too, Arnold.
No, like I was real dumb that time. I thought you were trying to steal my woman.
I only did it to teach you a lesson, Arnold.
I don't know, but at the time I thought you really dug her, remember?
Hi there.
Willis always dresses for dinner. Will you two excuse me, please?
Is bad.
You know, just some old threads I had laying around.
They blow me away.
Well, don't blow away. I ain't through yet, Mom.
I brought you a new racket called the Slip Discos.
Thank you, little mama.
Hey, hey. What'd you say, Bing, Mom?
Hi, Arnold. Oh, Willis, would you please show me that terrific backflip again?
Anything for you, sweet stuff.
Hey, hey, I brought you a present, sugar face.
Go ahead, Willis.
Hold this, little mom.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, I get bored walking the regular way. Thank you, little mom.
Hey, Lolly, that candy cost me 3 weeks in Lawrence. I was going to buy Buck Rogers thermos, but I blew it on you instead.
Thanks, Arnold. Now open your mouth and close your eyes. Open wide.
I can't open any wide.
Want another?
I didn't taste the first one.
But, Lolly... Don't you want to give me some candy, too?
Yes, Arnold. Help yourself.
Come on, Lorraine. We got some fancy dancing to do.
Okay. You're too much, Willis.
Aw, he can't dance. Move, I'll show you some dancing.
She was just using me to meet you, Willis. I sure was fooled. I was just putty in the hands of an experienced woman. Well, it won't happen again, Arnold. Because now you're an experienced man.
Yeah, you can write that on my tombstone. Here lies an experienced dead man.
I'll be right here, officer. Please, call me the minute you know something.
Daddy, the doorman said that he hadn't even seen Willis and Arnold leave the building this morning.
I don't understand that. If they didn't leave the building, where could they be? Did they say anything strange to you this morning?
No stranger than usual. I was in the bathroom and Arnold yelled in and asked if I knew where his Superman outfit was.
Why would he ask about his Superman outfit?
Willis, when we go to heaven, you think we can share the same room?
Arnold, we're not going to heaven.
Well, maybe we can share the same room wherever we go. I better do some heavy praying. Maybe God will hear me like he did that time you were mad at me and you didn't want to live with me anymore.
Can you hear me up there, God?
Me,
Al Jackson. The little kid on Park Avenue. Well, I know it's kind of late, but I figured if I'm up, so are you. See, I had this problem. My brother Willis, he left because he's mad at me. And, well, I miss him even if he hits me with pillows and makes my life miserable. I promise if you send him back that he can have the whole place. I mean, I don't need that much room. I can sleep in a drawer. So please send him back to me. And if there's ever a favor I can do for you, just let me know. Amen. 10-4. Forward out. Good night.
Arnold, what are you doing?
Making out my last will and testament. Just in case you get out and I don't, I'm leaving all my worldly possessions to you.
I don't want your worldly possessions. You'll get out.
Good. Then you can leave all your stuff to me.
Hey, somebody's here.
Yeah, us.
No, I mean, I knew somebody out there.
There they are!
Oh,
thank God you.
We were sick. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We were sick. Oh, wow. I don't want to stop all this hugging and kissing, but do you happen to have a corned beef sandwich on you?
That was an adventure.
I loved it, man.
Ride
the horses.
Me too.
You know, Arnold, I have never seen you eat so much.
Yeah, you ate more peanuts than the elephants.
Okay, gang, let's all hit the sack. It's been a very long day, especially for you two guys. And listen, from now on, don't ever go to that storage room again without telling someone.
Oh, never again, Dad.
Good night, Dad.
Night.
Good night, Dad.
Night. Oh, and hold it. Wait a minute, gang. I want to thank you for a wonderful Valentine's Day. And for that very special card. I was really touched.
The touch comes later when we discuss raising our allowance.
But the jeans, but they got. strokes make different strokes.